I will be talking about some background about this, about the organization and also about the methodology and the methods that how we implemented the standard-based management in Afghanistan and some results and some conclusions and recommendations based on what we have been doing. So Afghanistan, some progress has been made. Some of the progress has already been mentioned by Anne Barassi, thanks to her with more data. But basically, we have now BPHS that is implementing by NGOs. Service utilization is improving. And we have a lot of guidelines and policies that mostly did not exist at all since these 9-10 years. But we also have certain challenges. For example, quality of care is not the same all the time. It's usually substandard. And then quality is not one of the requirements in certain occasions for continuation of grants, and sometimes we have seen drawbacks. And then we have insufficient female health workers, especially skilled birth attendants. And then we don't have a strong supervision mechanism to support health workers in the field. These are just few challenges that are more important. And the Health Service Support Project is a project that is implemented by JPAIGO in Afghanistan, and it focuses on developing capacity through in-service trainings and strengthening health system quality through quality assurance, which we will be talking about, and increased number of female health workers through training community midwives. So around 1,000 community midwives have been trained. And promote community involvement and generating demand for health services through BCC activities. So the purpose of standard-based management was, it was launched in 2007 with the purpose that it will ensure quality. And quality was defined as maximum well-being for the patient and client, and provider satisfaction, efficiency, and a balance at individual level and also at social level. Before standard-based management, a lot and few other methods was also experimented, FFSDP. What was the full name? Fully functional service delivery points. So that was one of the predecessors of quality assurance. And it targets health posts, basic health centers, comprehensive health centers, and district hospitals. And we don't see here sub-centers, as mentioned by Anne Barassi before, because at that time they didn't exist. It's something new. So this was basically how the balanced scorecard was developed, because it was based on whatever existed beforehand. So we have the partnership defined quality approaches. We had the quality assurance before this. We had the FFSDP and SBMR for midwifery schools. And these were joined together under the light of balanced scorecard and national monitoring checklists and LQASs that have been conducted. And the quality, it was tag named as quality assurance, as although the methodology is still standard-based management. So the approach itself consists of setting standards, implement the standards, and measure the progress based on the standards, and then reward the achievements. So the coming slides are actually explanation of these standards. So these are the areas. So setting the standards, actually standard-based management has been implemented in many countries. So Afghanistan, in terms of number of areas that have been covered, is on the top. So we had, at the beginning, we started with 13 areas. We call it 13 plus 1 because the 14th area is gender, and gender is an integrated area that is integrated into the other 13 areas. And in addition to that, we have some new areas like cesarean section, nutrition, trauma, first aid, blood transfusion, malaria, and mental health. So that is a whole lot of areas that have been covered. And then when you implement it, you the performance gap is assessed against those standards with assessments. and the gaps are identified in terms of knowledge and skills, opportunity or motivation, and appropriate mechanisms have been implemented. And then for assessment, for measuring the progress, certain assessments have been conducted based on the standards, scoring the standards. These assessments have been cycles of internal and external assessments. The first assessment is an external assessment. That means an assessment done by someone outside of the facility or even not related to the NGO that is running the facility. And then the facility is allowed to do internal assessment based on the same methodology and the same tools. And then once or twice in a year, usually twice, and then after that another external assessment is conducted next year that will compare the progress. And then each year the best performers, the best performing health facilities are recognized for their performance, and usually they also receive rewards in forms of a certificate on the top of the health facility or a flag or something like that. So this is the diagrammatic description of the same methodology, that we set standards. And when we set the standards, we actually express the desired status. And then we assess health facilities and we evaluate the current status and we identify gaps. And those gaps can be motivation, resources, or knowledge. So we identify the gaps, we identify the gap-filling activities, what should be done, and then we implement them. And then we reassess the facility, and that goes on year by year. And each year, we recognize the facilities that are best performers. So there is a difference between the first year and coming years. In the first year, each facility receives training with an assessment, another training with internal assessment, another internal assessment, another training with the second external assessment. So they are fully coached in the first year how to use these tools and how to identify their gaps and how to fill their gaps. And then they are in the coming cycles, they are just supported through supervision and to ad hoc visits and sometimes to supplementary trainings in standard-based management. So now you will see a series of slides, six slides that will look quite similar. These are the areas that we selected for these specific presentations. As you see, we had 14 areas. So from the 14 areas, we selected the areas that are related to reproductive health. So it's also divided by the different health facilities, and that was deliberate because it shows that the changes are similar in all levels of health facilities. So DH stands for district hospitals, CHCs is comprehensive health centers, and BHC is basic health centers. So these are the performance for family planning, and it usually goes up equal and quite substantial steps. This is for antenatal care in these three categories. This is for pregnancy complications. This for newborn care. And up. And as you see, most of the slides, they are looking like repeating the same slides. And that is very important because it seems that it means that the standard-based management approach works in all different facilities in different areas with similar results. So it's an index of its reliability that it works, actually. And when we plot all the different, these six areas of reproductive health, then the inner polygon shows the initial status, the second says shows the successive, and the other one shows the external assessment, the last external assessment. So we say that we are seeing consistent improvement from each assessment to another assessment. We have a leap, and then the improvement is similar across different types of health facilities and different types of services. And then they, in the first cycle, they manage, the facilities manage to reach around 70% of the score. And another important thing is that this method empowers the health workers. So actually, one thing that is being stressed is that the internal assessment is equivalent to the external assessment. This is very important, that the way they look at themselves is no less valued the way the others looked at them. So it's empowering the health providers. And the coverage is still not universal. It's 377 health facilities in 16 provinces, while we have 34 facilities and over 2,000 health facilities. And the initiatives, and if we talk about health posts, then we have more than 20,000 health posts. So that need to be expanded to all of these facilities. And it's also a method that creates a sense about the quality. So people become more and more conscious, both the communities, the health providers themselves, and the NGOs. And then it's feasible. It hasn't been, it has been implemented with not a lot of resources and only with a small organization. And we recommend that it should be expanded to the rest of the country and the rest of the types of health facilities. Actually, recently we have had a meeting with the acting minister, and there are intentions, there are trends to adopt this approach in a wider range of health facilities and bigger geographic area. And then another important thing is that BPHS currently does not include reference to SBMR or to standard, to quality assurance scores. So one other progress could be that the results or the assessment progress of standard-based management can be mentioned in BPHS contracts. So that would also make the service providers more accountable to the health providers and give more say to the health providers rather than the NGOs themselves. And then other types of health facilities should be included, like provincial hospitals, regional hospitals, specialized hospitals. They also deserve this methodology. Thank you.